to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome back, listeners, and today we've got a special program. We have our honored guest, Judy Satori, back with us from New Zealand, but today I'm actually sitting with her face-to-face. It's the first time that we have Judy on the show that's not through a telephone. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you very much, Leslie, and it's wonderful to be on the show again, everybody.
Now, Judy, we've got some special material to go through today, and a foreshadowing of it has gone out to a number of the listeners already. It was kind of a special event this afternoon. We were driving in the car, and the Holy Spirit just started bringing through information.
It's quite interesting, really, because I was doing the driving, and Leslie was doing the writing, and I was just speaking, and she was writing it down. So what is to come through is something we really don't know at this stage.
Isn't it fun how God brings mysteries for us moment to moment in life? You know, we were talking earlier about the challenges, Judy, of actually letting go of control in life and allowing the Holy Spirit to move and just trusting that movement.
And I think it's probably one of my biggest challenges, but when I've surrendered and I've allowed God to direct my life, amazing things happen. That's something I've really discovered in the last 15 or 16 or so years that I've been doing this work. And it's always an effort to let go, and it feels like you're taking an elastoplast off your arm or something. But when you actually take it off, things go much more smoothly.
Yeah. Well, you know, It's easy to say when you've crossed that bridge, Judy, but I have found for myself and others that when we're still holding on to trying to control things, it's so scary, isn't it? Like, it's really hard to just let go and trust. I mean, how do you get to that place?
Well, I think I know myself, and I know many people that have written to me in the past 3 months have had a lot of challenges come up for them. Really, this is because after the 21st of December 2012, we thought it would be plain sailing and easy for us. But in actual fact, the very powerful energy that's been coming through since then has been really dredging up the dross, the karmic, miasmic, discordant patterning of past life thought and belief that's really deep, deep down within us. And so this old energy is coming up to be examined, to be worked through, possibly, and then let go of. But what actually happens is, while this is vibrating away in our field as it's being released, it actually attracts that similar energy to it, like attracts like. And so this is why this time for so many people is one of challenge. It's a bit tough out there.
Oh, gosh. So, in other words, all of our demons are coming to the surface. Is that what's going on? Are we having some sort of a little...
Well, I guess you could describe it a bit like that. But really what's happening is that it's just energy. It's just energy that we've created with our own thoughts or our own belief systems or other people in past life have projected at us. And it's that energy that's coming up to be released. It's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing, but when you're going through it, it doesn't feel that pleasant. I know, and I've been going through it myself, and there's so many people that have written to me, Leslie, also going through it. But what you and I were discussing in the car this afternoon, I think, is the key to dealing with this in a more comfortable way, because what we were discussing was, I was talking actually about to you, to Leslie.
Can't imagine.
So we were talking about the stresses in our lives and the challenges that we face. And I realized, and I expressed to you, that I said, try this. And I said, with the power of God that I am peace. I am peaceful. And then I started speaking light language, so I'll just do it again. With the power of God that I am peace. I am peaceful. Muku ki izi laka jena samako. So when I say this, Leslie, do you feel a shift going on in your energy?
Absolutely. Right through me. Right through me to my core, Judy. It's as if a wave of settling comes down on me. I felt it when you said it earlier today, and I felt it just now.
So you see, you know how what it's like when you feel stressful. Everybody does. It's like this tightness in your body, and this the mind goes around over and over and over, and you wake up early in the morning and you can't sleep and you feel rigid with stress sometimes. All we really have to do, I realized in the moment talking with you today, and I've known this for a long time, but sometimes you forget to put it into practice, is that all you really need to do is say, with the power of God that I am peace. I am peaceful. Or whatever you want. For instance, you might be really stressed around money. So you say, with the power of God that I am abundant. Money flows to me in great avalanches of supply. And it just changes your whole energy field around. So it starts to make you magnetic to abundance. You start to attract abundance. Because what we are is what we attract. So you can understand then that the flip side, that if we're really stressed and we're really grumpy and we're really angry and we're upset, we are going to attract to us a lot of upsetting, stressful situations. It's just the way it is. So the easiest thing to do is to learn to change consciousness in a split second, just like that, by the power of our own spoken word. With the power of God that I am, whatever it is, peace, abundance, strength, courage, I'm courageous, strong, loving, whatever you want to say. And you feel that energy as you speak those words. And that is an incredible change to your energy field.
That's amazing, Judy. And I notice that you're starting the statement with the power of God that I am.
That's what told me to say, you see. That's what my guide said. With the power of God. We are all an aspect of God. God is within us. So with the power of God that I am. You're literally saying with the power of God that is within me, because I am an aspect of God. I am a creator. You see, I am a creator just like God is a creator. We all are, you see. We are creators just like God is the creator. And as we are all an aspect of God, we can literally create as God.
Yes, because we were created in the image of God. And of course, Jesus said, you too, I call you my brothers and sisters, and you too are sons of God. So we are beings of that very essence ourselves. And once we are infilled with the awakened Holy Spirit or Christedness, then I get that. We are actually being the power of God through this vessel that's a human bodysuit on earth, isn't it? Oh, Judy, this is a beautiful message.
Interesting thing is that I believe that we're all going through a process of initiation, like soul initiation. Particularly those of us, all of you who are probably listening to this program, we're all going through a process of soul initiation, and initiation really means preparation. It's preparation for us all to step into greater joy, into greater light, into greater wholeness, and to really create our reality in a very empowered way. But the testing part is for us to actually break through the stressful thoughts and emotions that we're feeling and what they're doing to us in our life, because they're creating a reality that we don't like, and start to shift that consciousness and shift those thoughts just by catching them in the moment and turning them around. You see?
How powerful. Okay, so our doorway into this new world of peace and wholeness and being able to create the life of our dreams comes down to watching our thoughts. But that sounds a bit difficult.
And it is. Truly, it is difficult, because you see, when we're really stressed, the last thing we watch is our thoughts. It tends to run like a tape recording of total anxiety. But this is the path of the initiate. You see, the path of the initiate is to be able to turn this around. The path of mastery is to be able to say delete on the tape of stress and push a new button that says playing a tape of ease and relaxation and love. And I guess this is my greatest challenge at the moment, Leslie, because, you know, when you're tired, when you've done a lot of traveling, when you're tired, when bad things happen in our lives, that's when it's the hardest time. But that is also gives us the opportunity for the biggest breakthrough as well.
Okay, listeners, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to master when to push that delete button and insert the right thing.
And we also want to talk about Mary Magdalene and how Mary Magdalene fits into all this, because there is a key in a way. And this is what I think she's going to talk to us about.
That's amazing, Judy. We can't wait to hear. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll see you in a moment. Dr. Leslie's show. We're joined by Judy Satori from New Zealand. Excited to continue with the conversation. Now, Judy, you're telling us how to become masters of when to push that delete button as far as what we're thinking. And listeners, as you know, this is what we call stinking thinking. So we're deleting those stinking thoughts and actually inserting in something from a higher frequency, working towards that God frequency. Is that right? How do we move our thoughts closer to the light, Judy?
Sometimes it's a bit hard to move our thoughts closer to the light, actually. But I think what I most want to say is that I don't think I'm the expert here, you see, because like everybody else, I'm also going through this whole process of mastering my own thinking and getting out of my own stress and out of my own way. But along the road, I've developed with spirit this concept of going into a state of, well, trying to get into a state of peace, and then saying, with the power of God that I am whatever quality that you're wanting to generate within your own field, within your own consciousness, will take peace. With the power of God that I am peace. Or I am peaceful. And then you feel that energy. You are, with your own spoken word, you're actually creating that emotion or that energy within your field. Now, what this does, of course, is that it creates what's called coherency in your energy field. And when your energy field is resonating with peace, then that's what you're going to attract into your reality. That's what we're all going to attract into our reality, you see. And you can do it with any emotion, like we discussed before, the break. You know, love, with the power of God that I am love. And you feel, you deliberately create that feeling of love. Sometimes people find it difficult to actually feel love. You know, people sometimes don't really, they might not have had a strong experience of love in their life. But the way to do this is just to feel or connect with something that brought you happiness. Some time in your life where you can remember being happy, being peaceful, being free. And just focus on those feelings.
Judy, you know, I know some people that I think have more of a connection with love to their dog. I've heard of using your pet as an access tool to feel into your heart and actually think of a moment of really nurturing and loving that pet. Or a baby or something. Do you think that it helps to have some object to focus on that brings us closer to our heart?
Sometimes it does. I know they've done a lot of work with elderly people and people who are quite unwell when they surround them with animals. Because just the opening of the heart, that being around a child or a little animal creates in a person, is very, it just softens us and opens us. So, we talked earlier, before we began to record this program today, about Mary Magdalene, and it was the Star Nations that brought through the information today that was sent out to people via Facebook and to introduce this program. So, the Star Nations are really wanting to bring through some messages here, but they're wanting us to understand that Mary Magdalene, in her physical lifetime, as Mary and together with Yeshua, Jesus Christ, what her role was really to anchor energy onto the planet 2,000 years ago, which is was setting a foundation of what's called the way of truth, the way of God, really, God's creation on this planet. Because there were so many people at that time who had forgotten the way of truth, which is to do with love. Love is the key in the way. They'd moved a long, long way from how it was when the original beings, original colonists, really, from the stars who came to the Earth that brought the tenets of love and the laws of peace came to the civilizations of Atlantis and Mu, maybe 100,000 years ago or a long time ago in ancient times. And what was required within this galaxy and brought through from God and the star nations and the ascended masters and all those of the spiritual hierarchy, what was required was to set a new foundation of love and peace and oneness on this planet that at the right time could be activated within the hearts and minds of all men and women on the earth. And this time is now.
That's fascinating. Judy, when you talk about how we kind of lost something that we once had or fell from the state that... Yes. Can you know, is this what we see symbolized as kind of the dissolution of oneness with God through the whole Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve story? You know, God says, now you're cast out of the Garden of Eden, and from here forward you're going to have to struggle and strive. Is this somehow connected to what you're talking about, where we were once at a certain place and then shifted from that?
Yes, I think the Garden of Eden story is a metaphor for mankind losing its collective way, and I feel that with the story, it's really talking about the story of the separation or the loss of our own inner truth within the hearts and minds of each individual. Because it's our own, every individual's turning away, if you like, from the God self within that's really the bottom line here, I feel. When I was in France and I was working with the energy of Mary Magdalene, as I think I've explained in other programs, the first thing that came through was about the fundamental nature of love. And the most important thing that I was told in rediscovering the way of truth within each of us is to be able to tune into the soul's wisdom, the loving wisdom of the soul. Now, most of us don't do that because we're so indoctrinated into doing what someone's told us to do, what we're conditioned to do, what we think we should do, what our culture tells us to do, that we've forgotten to tune into the highest wisdom of our own soul, the inner wisdom of our own being. We don't even know how anymore.
Judy, you know, it reminds me that the Bible says that the Word of God is written on the heart of every man and, of course, woman. Is this what you're calling the wisdom of the soul? Do you feel like the wisdom of the soul is what the Bible calls the Word of God?
What came through to me and when I was writing in Provence, was to tune into your own heart, follow your joy, follow your happiness. Because when you're not aligned with those things, you're not following the wisdom of the heart, following the wisdom of the soul, because the soul's truth will always make you happy. You see? And if you're not happy, if we're not happy as human beings, then we need to discover why. And we discover why by feeling into what our soul, what our heart is telling us, not our head. Obviously, the head has to come in to provide a bit of balance. But it is the heart, the longing of the heart, that really shows us the way for our own being.
Judy, moving out of our head and tapping in to listen to our heart, is this what you would say people do to tap in to listen to the voice of God? Is this the way we access divine direction in ourselves?
And yes, it is, because we are an aspect of God. God is within each of us. And to really tune in to what God wants of us, we have to tune into what we, the soul, wants of us. And, you know, I spent years also saying every day, I ask to be aligned with divine will for my life. Divine will is thy will. Thy will is the will that is. When I follow divine will and I tune into what I believe God wants for my life, then it also is my will. It's aligning my will with divine will.
Thy will be done. Is that, I mean, it sounds like what I think of when I hear you speaking of this, it would be almost like a turning away from our smaller mind or our more superficial mind or our more fear-based mind and moving into...
It's turning away from our ego self, the fearful voice within, as you've just said, the voice that that is afraid, the voice that thinks, what if, the voice that says, oh, but I should, the voice that says, oh, but I can't. This is not the God voice within us. This is the mind, the control, the indoctrination of our culture or our families or our childhood or what someone said to us in a past life. This is not us. And so what I feel we're all being challenged to do right now, me included, is to tune into what the soul says. And this is why, you know, I said when I made the full moon transmission that I have on my website every month on the full moon, it's there for everybody free of charge.
By the way, listeners, that website is thesoundoflight.com. So www.thesoundoflight.com to access that full moon activation.
Well, these full moon activations or transmissions are what is coming through from God, spirit, really. It's transmitted.
So, yeah, it transmitted means then you are a portal, a conduit that the Holy Spirit is flowing through, and you're just being the voice of God through that, or you're allowing for the mind of God, the wisdom of God, the teachings of God, you know, to flow through you into this transmission?
It's really just information that spirit, I feel, believes is helpful for people right now as to where they're at. So whatever is helpful for where the mass of humanity is and where people's consciousness and what they're dealing with at any particular moment in time, that's what seems to come through. And it's always extremely relevant to me. It's almost like I have to, you know, the saying, you teach best what you most need to learn. Well, it certainly applies to me. It certainly applies to me. So I'm not the expert here. I'm just an initiate on the path like we all are. We're all going through these learnings. I'm just telling you about some of my learnings.
Well, Judy, we really appreciate you being an example, a way shower for us going through the trials of being a human and actually allowing yourself to be a vessel of the Holy Spirit to where you can bring through guidance for us as you go as well. Now, we're going to take another break for a moment. Listeners, I'm really excited to say that when we come back, we're going to go right back into this conversation as it relates to Judy's experiences with Mary Magdalene and Frank.
Because I just want to talk about what's coming to my mind now is to talk about the angels. Because in the cave where Mary Magdalene lived, she was said to have been nurtured and looked after by angelic beings. And it's the angelic beings that want to come through and talk to us in a few moments.
Oh, fascinating. So, listeners, stay tuned. We will be hearing from the angelic beings who also took care of and nurtured Mary Magdalene. We'll see you soon. And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. And we're here with Judy Satori in New Zealand. Judy, I just wanted to speak quickly to the fact that I finally got some clearance on the words that the Holy Spirit led me to naming the second part of our show, which we'll be moving into right now, Wave of Fire. When you were mentioning how there's a movement happening on the planet right now, a wave, it would sound like, where it, you keep talking about the past and incidences that have happened in the past, and it seems to me like there's a clearance of what we've been holding from the past, would you say?
You see, it's like all thoughts that we have ever had are energy. Thoughts are energy. Thoughts that other people project at us are energy. And it's this stuck energy that is held within our energy fields, within our, within the cells of our body, within the chakra system, all aspects of us. This is the wave of fire that you're talking about, is really like the great cleansing, the fire. Fire is sparking change. And so this wave of fire, you could say, is sparking change in all of us, and it's almost like burning away the dross. That's, I would describe it like that.
Like the purification fire, fire of purification, burning down to ashes, that which we need to clear and get rid of.
I didn't realize that this would also happen to me when I went to France, to the place called La Sainte-Baume, where Mary Magdalene lived for 30 years after the crucifixion and after she came to France from Galilee. But what I was really struck by when I went there, and I stayed at the monastery at the foot of the mountain, and there's a path up the mountain through the forest. And when you get to the chapel of La Sainte-Baume, the grotto that they call it, there's 150 stone steps that you have to climb to reach this chapel high on the mountaintop in the cave where Mary is said to have lived. And when I read about Mary's life, I read about the angels supporting her in that mountain cave and nurturing her and being with her and just helping her. And I strongly feel that this angelic energy of the angels, as they help Mary in her mountain cave, is coming through now to help all of us.
I just got chills when you said that. So you're saying that the angelic beings of God are actually, the angels that actually helped Mary Magdalene are coming to us.
Yes. Because many of us, let's face it, very similar feelings right now. I know I have in the last 3 months felt quite devastated at times and very, very sad. And I feel that the angels, with their grace, with their blessing, are coming now through these words to help all of us who are going through our own inner struggles and our own inner turmoil, which is part of the releasing that we all have to go through, the initiation process that I was talking about, so that we can reclaim more of the light, the totality of the light that we truly are. So here's the energy. It's like to melt away things. Melt away shame, because so often when we feel stressed and we can't quite get it together on certain days, we feel shame about the way that we're feeling and how we're reacting, and that we're somehow not spiritual enough or haven't quite got it enough. We have to let all this go, this self-recrimination and this blaming of ourselves. So for those who are listening who haven't heard this language before, it's called the language of light, or the spiritual language of light. It's many different dialects of the spiritual language of light, but this particular dialect, these particular frequencies, are coming through from angels, archangels, angels who are there to guide us and show us the way, which is really the way back to ourselves, the way back to our own inner being, like we talked about at the beginning, our own soul wisdom, so that we can actually break through the grief and the sadness and the resistance that we all hold within us and create lives of joy and lives of happiness and lives of
love. That's so beautiful. Jack, for those who are new to hearing these transmissions of the languages of light, I just want to remind you that this is like the story we read about in the Bible, where the Holy Spirit came down like tongues of fire on the heads of the disciples, and they started speaking in the languages of angels. Okay?
The language of light, the language of angels,
and what the Pentecostal movement, which actually started, the Holy Spirit kind of made a wave of this type of light language through the church from the late 1800s, starting in California, and we call it speaking in tongues. You know, we can have so many words to represent really the same thing, and that's what this is. It's just actually another gift of the Holy Spirit, another way that God is able to reach us and help bring His highest spirit and vibration through to this earth. Would you say that's right, Judy?
We all have the capacity and the ability to speak this language. It's not restricted to a few. We all can do this. In fact, I put it out there on the line. I'm going to be doing a session to help people speak the languages of light, because when we can speak, when we gain access to this language that is within us all, it's forgotten. Also a catalyst to incredible soul advancement and many changes, positive changes, happening in our life. So I'm going to be actually creating a class, Leslie, soon.
Judy, that is so exciting. And so once a person takes that class and learns and actually starts speaking light language and have and becomes more of a conduit as you are to where this language is coming through, do you recommend that they spend like a certain amount of time each day just speaking light language?
But my spirit are going to teach me what to do and how to put it out to people. But what I can say is that when you speak this language of light, it's going out of your mouth, sure, but it's actually transforming you in your own inner being.
The fire of the Holy Spirit.
And a lot of these words that are coming through now that I'm speaking are called fire letters. They're firing sequences, and they're designed to fire the dormant DNA into new activation in ways that have not been possible before the shift, because the earth is vibrating differently. They say, you are beloved of us. You are all beloved of us. We are no less coming to you than we did to Mary. It's like what they're saying is, you've got to see that you are the same as. You are not different. You are not alone. You are not separate. You are the same. It's just that the energy, what they're saying is, the energy that came through Mary Magdalene as the being that she was at that time was the combined energy of her soul group. It was a huge energy coming through her, working through her. Sometimes that energy cannot come through a physical being, because the energy circuits of that physical being are not able to handle that energy. It's a bit like a light bulb. You know, some light bulbs might be 30 watts and some might be 200 watts. Well, a 30-watt light bulb can't handle the energy that a 200-watt light bulb can handle. So this is why all these activations and transmissions and all this energy work that's been done with so many people for so long now, it's been designed to get people up to speed, to help a 30-watt light bulb person, and I was like that 15 years ago, 30-watt light bulb person, to get them up to a 200-watt light bulb capacity so that they can handle more energy.
This is awesome. And if Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and basically we see that which we call God is actually light and sound, then this makes us become vessels of God. Are we just moving more and more to where we're becoming light ourselves?
And Jesus was the light of the world. He was bringing that light, which is God, very strongly through his physical presence, the masculine aspect of God. Mary, my understanding, the feminine aspect of God through her physical vessel. And they combined as one. So it was very powerful energy coming through. Both of them, both of these souls on the earth 2,000 years ago. But the capacity now with the earth shift to the fifth dimension is that the energy that can come through people is so much, is very stronger, much stronger now. Talk about the second coming of Christ. Well, it's happening now through all of us.
Sit with that for a moment. That is just so moving. That it's like the second coming of Christ is the Christ awakening and actually transmitting Christ through all of us.
You know what it's like when you let a, when you have a bird in a cage, and the bird sits in the cage for. And then if the cage doors open, the bird is almost too afraid to fly out. Doesn't quite know how to relate to the outside world and the trees and the beauty out there. We're all like that at the moment, Leslie, because we're all, we've had all these lifetimes in the self-imposed prison of our mind and the concepts about ourselves that have been created by our own thoughts and by other people projecting stuff at us. And so we've been sitting in this prison, this consciousness prison, for a long time, and we're actually being released. But it's, but like the little bird in the cage, we it's a little process of change that we're going through. The first step is to get back into connecting to the soul's wisdom or the soul's overlighting guidance, and not the shoulds and the coulds and what people say and what I think I should do and all this stuff, which is really indoctrination.
Okay, and that's what we were talking about earlier when you were telling us how to become masters of when to push the delete button and insert in that new thing. So, in other words, we can measure how much we're walking in the spirit by our emotional state, by looking at where we're hitting on the emotional scale moment to moment, how much, how close we are to joy, how much of the time versus how close we are to depression and anger and anxiety and hopelessness.
If you're feeling anxious and hopeless and depressed, don't make yourself wrong for that. Understand that that is your soul's way of holding a mirror in front of you and saying, hey, look in this mirror, what do you see? Are you happy? No. So if you're miserable and if anxiety, anxious, depressed, then it's about taking time for ourselves to go into a time of peace and solitude where we don't have to keep doing all the time. I mean, this is one of my biggest things too, because for 15 years I've just been working with very little time to go within. And this year I'm going to make it an absolute priority to spend some, to spend time just for me, because I haven't for a long time. And when we, what I've realized myself is when we don't spend time for, to connect with our own inner being, everything gets really stale and challenging, and on every level of our health and well-being we start to break down, and we can't really give the best of ourselves out into the world. So the, I guess the yardstick of happiness, the yardstick of joy is, or the yardstick of really connecting to the soul's truth is, am I happy?
Some things that we can kind of do to.
We sometimes think we're happy if we have a beautiful house. We think we're happy if we're in a great relationship. We think we're happy if we're earning a lot of money.
Or if our football team win the game.
The real barometer of happiness is joy. Bubbling up joy. Waking up in the morning and thinking, I'm so glad to be alive.
And you know, what came to my mind when you were just talking about taking that time out was where in the Bible, God says, be still and know that I am God. So it sounds like that the same time that we actually center ourselves and tune into our soul's wisdom, that's when we know God.
But it's an absolute priority. I know Spirit said to me the other day, be still. Exactly what you said. Be still to know that you are God. And in that prayer that Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave to me, it goes like this. With the power, it goes, within the stillness let the word of God speak. You see? Because it's in that stillness when we take a break and we stop the busyness that God can speak through us and God can speak to us.
Judy, this is so moving. Thank you for bringing this wisdom through to us. Now, we're going to take another station break for just a moment. And when we come back, we really look forward to hearing about the divine feminine aspect of the Godhead that Mary Magdalene represents. Yeah, and was bringing through. So, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to hear about that in just a few minutes. Mary Magdalene and the feminine aspect of the Godhead. We'd really love to know, what does that represent? What is the essence of the feminine aspect or the divine feminine aspect of the Godhead? What has the Holy Spirit been showing you? I understand that it's a bit of a treasure hunt. Yeah, it seems like the Holy Spirit opens things up in bits and pieces and brings through clues. But I heard you today, you know, revealing some things that the Holy Spirit has been bringing to you bit by bit. What's showing up at this point?
I think the most important thing that's showing up, and it's showing up both from Spirit and also from the emails I'm receiving from people, is that Mary Magdalene, the energy of Mary Magdalene, or what she actually represents, is showing up in many people. What that is many people feel that they are connecting with the energy of Mary Magdalene. And I've had many emails about it. People who feel that she's contacting them, people who feel that they're transmitting her energy. And they are, quite rightly so. Because, you see, in her lifetime, Mary Magdalene was representing the creation energy of God, the feminine aspect, Yeshua, the masculine aspect. Now these two aspects, it's a bit like as above, so below. The two aspects, the male-female aspect of God, are really merging into one aspect, which is the unity. The unity, it's like the bride and the bridegroom within.
Oh, Judy, that just gives me chills, because this is what I've always heard, even in church from a child, that, yes, like the second coming of Christ, and what we see as the end of times is when the bride and the bridegroom will become as one, which is Christ and the church, or Christ and those that are the vessels of Christ, which is us.
Yes, what I'm getting is I really am seeing it more as the bride and the bridegroom is the unity, the communion and the union within us, and then the union and communion between us and other beings.
So that actually there's like
coming together of the disparate parts of.
And doesn't this make sense? You know, when I look at the way Jesus spoke in the Bible, and he spoke in parables, and people would be confused, and his disciples would be asking him questions, and he's saying, you know, for those who have ears to hear, basically it's a spiritual message, not a material message. So if I hear you rightly, you're saying that there's a coming together within and without, that the boundaries that were separating before are now disappearing, and there's becoming a oneness that has a whole new essence than before.
The New Zealand The First Light Symposium. It starts in a few hours, actually. And what I've been getting a lot of information from Spirit about it, and the energy that's coming through is going to come into every person there. We're going to be sending it out to other people around the world as well. But it's if every person is going to be used like a chalice, like a womb, if you like, of new creation. And the energy is going to be poured into us. There's a new way being sparked within the energy of each individual at this event. But this event is only a microcosm of a macrocosm, which is all of us around the world, around the planet. We're all being sparked with this energy of the way. It's only just beginning, really.
The feminine essence correlates.
Essence is the creation energy which is now coming through from the Elohim, from God. It's the feminine voice of God. We talk about Father God. It's the feminine voice of God coming through, which is to do with creation.
So why is that creation energy coming through? What's happening now that has to do with that?
Because the earth has shifted into the fifth dimension, everything is being recreated in alignment with this new consciousness and this new vibration. And the dormant DNA aspect of humanity, because human beings were created with a 12-strand DNA capacity, it's like we're growing a new tree of life, a new branch of our tree of life, rather. We have the tree of life as a human being, it's like a new branch has been grafted onto us, basically. That's one way of describing it. And we're becoming an entirely different tree. We're becoming an entirely different species, actually, because the more of the true God-given DNA creative capacity, which we as human beings we were created to have and to hold, is being sparked within us. This is to do with the fire that you were talking about before. You know, the waves of fire. The waves of fire are the waves of the new creation energy coming through to the earth and touching all of us. Created.
This is awesome. So we're being recreated and we are becoming the creators as well. So we're being recreated and we are creating ourselves.
We're an aspect of God, aren't we? So if we're an aspect of God, then we should be able to develop the capacity to create. I'm not saying to supersede God, but as an aspect of that creation energy, which is God. Male, female.
And my will and thy will being aligned to where everything, there's no separation anymore, and we're just that's
emerging. You know, we last year I did a lot of work with helping us to merge into universal consciousness or God mind. And to use this energy of God mind to help us to create our reality in better and more empowered ways.
So in other words, the activation of the Mary Magdalene energy that's happening now and that so many people are tapping into, but they don't...
Mary Magdalene energy. Remember that Mary Magdalene was carrying that energy.
Which is what you're saying now is the creative energy of God that's coming through us and that we're to be creating. Is that right?
Are beginning to carry that energy now because it's the time for them to do so.
Well, let's just hope it's contagious and spreads around the world. Judy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure. It's always wonderful to have you sharing the wisdom and being the vessel of the Holy Spirit that you are. Blessing.
Thank you very much, Leslie, and I wish everybody who's listening today a wonderful day ahead.
To the show today, I just want to share with you that the Dr. Leslie Show, which is able to bring on speakers bringing great wisdom and the voice of God itself through vessels like Judy Corey and others, that are sponsored by individuals and businesses who are aligned with our purpose, embody mind into this program. I invite you to contact me on the website. Look forward to you joining us again next week, and bless you, listeners, throughout the week.